This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, Guided Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report, and here's my episode.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Everyone knows that TBN is the number one Christian network, and if you've been watching it lately, you know that there has been a lot of innovation and exciting new programs, and today we're going to talk about that. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to The Strang Report. Today, it is my privilege to welcome Matt and Lori Crouch, who are the heads of TBN, on my podcast to talk about a brand new show for women. So first of all, welcome to both of you.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Stephen.
You know, I was just thinking that I've known you guys since around the time you got married, which had to be around 1985. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
It is.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a long time ago.
So a lot of water's gone under the bridge, a lot of changes. That was before the days of the Internet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't even think we had cell phones. So we've been knowing each other for a long time. Charisma Magazine and TBN, in a lot of ways, Steve, grew up together.
You're right.
Back in those days, you know, charismatic Christians had to stick together, you know, and so you were growing, we were growing, we were both in the communication business, and just so that all the listeners can and readers can understand this, I used to produce your TV show called Charisma Now. So we go way back. We've traveled all over the world together. And it's good to be back together talking about more stuff.
That's
great,
right.
To be here, Steve.
And the new program, which we're going to do a story about, I wanted to use this opportunity to actually interview both of you. Of course, in times past, I've been interviewed by you on the, you know, on the, I guess you call it Praise the Lord, or at least it was called that back then. So let's talk about this new program for women. First of all, what is the name and when is it going to begin airing on TBN?
The name is Better Together, and we start our launch on April 22nd at 10:30 Pacific Time AM and 1:30 PM Eastern Time.
So it's a daily program, Steve. Better Together really has been in development for about a year. It's the first television program that we know of. I could certainly stand to be corrected, but as far as we know, it's the first daily TV program to be made by women for women. And it is, you know, for lack of better description, a conversation between women. And it really stems, Steve, you and I have been to dinner many times. You and I have been together with other couples, and invariably all the men listening to this right now and all the women understand that 9 times out of 10, unless there is a very specific hostess or host of an event that seats people, man, woman, man, woman, man, woman, inevitably all the women go to one end of the table and all the men go to the other end of the table. And oftentimes, by the time we men get sat down at one end, all the women are ignoring us and are talking very actively, looking right at each other. And I experienced that phenomenon for so many years. You mentioned Lori and I have been married since 1985. And so all these years, I have been observant. Now, before becoming the chairman of Trinity Broadcasting, I worked my way up through the production side of things. And so I was, you know, I've produced TV programs over the years for Oral Roberts and Tommy Barnett and, you know, many others. And
I think
Lori
before
I,
that, didn't you run camera for TBN when you were probably a teenager or even younger?
I used to stand on a chair so that I would be tall enough to look into the viewfinder of TV cameras. So I grew up in a TV studio. But I have, you know, gone up through the ranks. Joel Osteen talks about how he was, you know, behind the scenes before he became a minister, you know, from behind the pulpit. And that was my pathway, too. I was always running a camera, producing, directing. And again, I directed TV programs called Charisma Now for many years. So I have a natural instinct in which to develop TV programs and TV programming. I've done that dozens of times, over dozens of clients, over dozens of years. Okay. So when we started thinking about how, quite frankly, underserved the female audience is on Christian television, you know, we have dynamic people like Joyce Meyer, we have Beth Moore, we have, you know, others. But as far as having regular programming on our network, Trinity Broadcasting, we wanted to change that. And so about a year ago, we started, you know, kind of dealing with set people, set decorators, producers, all sorts of different people that it takes to make a television program. And here's I think, what kind of stands out as the most interesting thing. Steve, we created and renovated an entire portion of one of the buildings out here in Southern California so that we could basically create an atmosphere where women could sit facing each other. In our case, it's a circle, and they could have genuine dialogue. And here's how we did that. We created a set that has robotic cameras. They're little tiny little, you know, 4K cameras. They're high quality little cameras, but they're hidden in the set. So when the set finally, everyone gets in there and gets seated in these chairs and they're all facing each other, the set in essence closes up and we kind of roll doors into place. And all of a sudden, the women find themselves sitting facing together without camera people with headsets and cue cards and a bunch of production people in there. There are five women, you know, the Christine Canes of the world, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, Lisa Bevere, Holly Wagner, Dee Dee Freeman, a lot of others that have come and been a part of season one. We've been shooting this now for several months, and it goes on the air April 22nd. But what we did is when we lock five women into this room, we don't literally lock them in, but we, you know, we close the doors so that they feel like they're in there alone. All of the camera operators are remotely controlling the cameras. They're in a completely different building. And the ladies are in there, and all that they've done to prep is really know what subject that they're going to be taking on. And they sit there very naturally for a couple of hours and talk. It is our post-production team that does a lot of work. They start breaking this two-hour conversation apart into five programs that get deployed over a week. So the ladies come in, spend a couple of hours together in a natural setting and talking, go and do some extracurricular shooting after that during the day, And then we come out with a week's worth of programming after a good long day. And so it's a natural conversation. And here's what I was trying to protect. I was trying to protect the environment in which women naturally gravitate, a place to sit and face each other and talk. And that's what's happened. And so far, you know, Lori knows more about it because I haven't been in the studio as much as she has doing this, but they take on all sorts of different subjects. And again, I think what I'm proudest of is when people get to see what's happening on April 22nd, the program rolls out and they get to see, you know, it for themselves. It is women naturally in an environment protected, and it's the closest thing to girlfriends coming together and having a lunch together that television could possibly be, because all of the trappings of TV are hidden and they are really in there by themselves. And it's a fantastic setting for very natural talk to come out. That's what I'm the proudest of, I suppose.
And so let me ask you about, you know, I'm going to guess the best known secular women's program called The View, which is
right.
Very, very liberal, as you know. The only time I ever see it is when they say something outlandish and Fox right. News shows a clip of it. But
right.
They're sitting behind a table, and actually I've seen a couple of knockoffs of that program. But this is entirely different. This is trying to get women to drop whatever guards you have up when you're sitting in front of a TV
right.
camera. And just talk, and it sounds like you record them for like maybe a couple of hours, and then in post production, what do you do? Split these into different programs or what?
Yeah, so post production team basically takes these segments, adds the extra shooting that some of the ladies do directly into the camera after this, and it all gets edited together into what is very interesting new. Program. I have never seen any TV program on the air anywhere that has this exact format. So it's something brand new. The ladies, again, you know, the Christine Canes, the Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, the Veers, Holly Wagner, Jen Johnson from Bethel, they come and they engage in the conversation with the group, and then we take them separately after that and ask them questions about what they said. And so ultimately, it turns out to be, Steve, that you get direct-to-camera, direct-to-viewer comments, direct-to-viewer prayer, and you get this other sense, natural sense, of natural conversation that all women are interested in and do naturally. So
yeah, it's very non-traditional talk meets reality. And the pods is where we can really do the ministering,
yeah.
The time together out on the set. And what's cool about it, Steve, is that we shoot all of the episodes in one day. So we shoot for a couple hours sitting there, and then they break and do five shows with that. And that's the week of shows. And then we go into the diary pods, and that's where your real ministry is to the camera.
And the diary pod, what she means by diary pod or pods is that we take the girls into
like a soundproof.
It's a little room, and they get to look directly into a camera with a producer that has been watching the entire, you know, five lady conversation and taking notes, and get kind of the inside scoop on what they said.
Kind of the confessional camera.
And so it all gets edited together. And what, you know, when you take everything that gets shot on that day, put it into a blender and pour it out, you know, into a smoothie, it's a fantastic new format that ultimately no one has seen anything like this before. And it protects the one thing that we were hoping to do, which is the natural sense of women discussing a topic alone and together.
You know? And you know, you were talking about The View. This program, we're dealing with the heart. Nobody needs another makeup tutorial. We need a soul tutorial.
Yeah.
You know, and so These are issues of the heart that matter. There have been times, I mean, I don't watch The View. I've seen it a few times. But what I saw was very ugly.
Or controversial. They
would have
dissenting views. And they, yeah.
And it's not that we don't have, you know, I mean, iron sharpens iron. But this is very encouraging. It's women staying together and sticking together. We all know God wants to do something for us. We all know He's got great plans for our lives. We all know, you know, that He's got big things in store. But how do you make it through those times of difficulty? You know, friendships and identity and all that good stuff. That's what we deal with, you know, finding your voice and your intimacy with God. And it's talking about how we're going through life, how we're helping each other, how we got through things. And I think that that's very important because it's like an older generation teaching a new generation. You know, this isn't just for America. This is for the world. It's friends helping each other and in the hard spots of life.
What are some of the topics that you guys tackle?
Well, we deal with friendships, you know, toxic relationships. Your identity, you know, we talk a lot about social media, intimacy with God, how to find your voice, you know, how to hear God's voice, first of all, and then children, families.
And all of these things are super important to women. Ultimately, I think the most important question we could ask right now is whether Lori considers herself one of the older women or one of the ones getting the information, or whether she's training a younger generation. So,
well, it's funny because Matt said, you've got to get to where you go and you enjoy your day listening to everybody. It's like, oh my goodness, that's the best thing in the whole world, is to go and listen to my friend share their walk with Christ and, you know, managing singleness and managing being a single parent and a stay-at-home mom, or, you know, homeschooling your kids, or a Christy Wright that comes from the business world.
You know what, Steve, one of the most poignant things, and there's been many, but I just happened to step into the studio not terribly long ago, a few months ago, when they were shooting an episode, and Carrie Jobe was on set with the ladies. And I just happened to walk through the studio. I was just kind of paying attention for a few minutes there. I was on my way to a different part of the building and I stopped through. And while I was watching, Lisa Bevere started ministering on fear. And Carrie Jobe, basically in the intimacy of five women with, you know, nothing around them, just a very intimate setting with these hidden cameras, as it were. And Carrie Jobe basically said, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe that the Lord would have me here and this subject of fear would be brought up today. I literally have had traumatizing episodes of fear. And I sat there and watched as Lisa Bevere and then Victoria Osteen and Lori and others, I mean, it turned into a ministry session on the subject of fear with Carrie Jobe. And the circumspect nature in which all of a sudden, when Carrie found herself in the company of an older generation that had been through so many things, Carrie had some issues where she was very concerned about her children. And, you know, Lisa Bevere has four grown men. And so, you know, Lori has two grown men, Kaylin and Cody, our children. And there was an ability for these experienced mothers to tell her she's not doing something wrong, but to basically be able to minister her, which I know then Carrie was representing an entire generation of women that were being ministered to on the subject of fear. So I just know that when you get godly women wanting to help and wanting to all put their shoulder to one subject and start dealing with it, and then one story leads to another, leads to another, leads to a remembrance of something, and epic ministry so far for Better Together, which is what we think is the first daily women's show for Christian television, certainly the first one ever created by women for women.
Yeah.
And we're proud to be a part of premiering it April 22nd.
And we always have a young voice on as well, from Hosanna Wong to Bianca Olof. We've got, you know, Carrie Jobe and Jen Johnson, you know, so we've got those younger voices also. And it's just...
So is it different to women in the group every, like each week it's a different group of women?
Yes.
Yes,
yes, sir.
And are they all kind of celebrity types like Carrie Jobe, or do you have just like average women that are from the local church or something? Do they... come in.
I think we're all pretty average. Well, maybe not all of us, but I consider myself very average. Yeah, I think there's many voices that people might not have heard from.
But mainly in ministry. So
yes.
That mostly what can happen then, there's different ages, but, you know, basically the guests that have been, you know, Onika McClellan, Christy Wright, Crystal Evans Hurst, Diana Knapstad, Hosanna Wong, Alex Seeley, others. These are women that are prepared to minister. Some of them are a lot younger and of a different generation.
Yeah.
So there are the 20 and 30-somethings and then the 50, 60-somethings. And ultimately, there's always going to be a perspective brought, taking into consideration the audience that is so diverse.
Yeah.
That are watching TBN. So ultimately, we're thrilled at what's happening so far, because really it's a ministry program for women. And we're really developing, Steve, taking a step back, we're developing really a women's block on TBN. We've done a lot of changing, you know, as you have made note of earlier in the interview, that, you know, it feels like sometimes, Steve, that Lori and I take a step back and we can look at TBN and think it has significantly changed under our leadership. And then other times we look back and think, you know, we haven't really done anything, that it's all really just been kind of divinely inspired and happening in front of us. And we just kind of step into the pathway that God's already created for us. And so, you know, this is something, though, that we have put a lot of energy and effort into. And we appreciate the fact that you've stepped up and are helping us get the word about it, because this is a very specific campaign that we're doing. This is not a small project. This is a big project. The renovation on that part of the building, which includes completely, you know, it was a 40-year-old building that we completely renovated to be able to do this daily women's show, is a couple of $1 million investment in, you know, just even the infrastructure necessary to get this environment right for this. So this is a undertaking that
important.
We're taking this women's program and bigger picture beyond that, the ladies block on TBN. Again, we always talk Eastern time at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time, but we've talked with Joyce Meyer, and we're shifting some things around on the programming schedule of TBN, and she's going to be on at 1 p.m. And then Better Together is going to be on at 1:30. We're going to be doing some other shifting so that we're developing really a women's block on TBN, like we have a children's block on Saturday. A lot of people don't know why we do that. Well, we're regulated by the FCC, and we have to do children's programming. So that's why we engaged in VeggieTales. We've got, by the way, Steve, 28 brand-new episodes of VeggieTales under construction right now, with Phil Vischer and Mike Nowacki, the original founders. And basically, we are developing a men's programming grid on Saturday. We've got the president of Outdoor Channel visiting TBN tomorrow by complete coincidence to talk about a men's block. We've you know, developed the Huckabee program and the Mike Rowe program. We're developing a new series with Bear Grylls called Survive the Bible that we're going to be shooting in, you know. So there's a lot of projects that we have to announce. These are little snippets of it. But our women's program and the emphasis that we're putting on women's block and a women's program is not a small thing at TBN. It's a very large campaign. And we appreciate you helping us get the word out, because women need ministry. They need this content, and we're working our hardest getting it made right now.
Well, I don't want to disagree with you, but I'm going to disagree with one thing you said. You said that it's not very many changes on TBN. Listen, I've been around TBN long enough that I've seen enormous changes. And in one way, it's an evolution. You know, you're still, you know, it's the same theology, of course, and sure, you're still trying to minister to people, but it is so, so different since you and Lori took over. In fact, on an entirely different thing, I emailed Governor Huckabee yesterday, and I told him, I just opened my email by saying, my wife and I watch you every week, and yeah, your show gets better and better. I mean, TBN would have never done a show like that, or Mike Rowe, or some of the other things that you have mentioned, and my hat off to you. And let me twist your arm while we're being recorded.
I think it's, that on the air sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, I've
payback
noticed.
Payback is good.
But I think it's time for us to do a, you know, we're going to do a story on this, and we may do a couple of stories on it. In fact, if you can, you know, when we're not being recorded, give us the names of a few of the ladies that are in it. We'll do a second story. We'll put a bunch of stuff online, which is really the only way we can do it.
Awesome.
You know, in print, you know, we're several months ahead all the time, of course. But I want to do a major story on the new TBN, and it was just kind of waiting for you guys to settle in and kind of find your sea legs and and talk about what's happening and what your vision is for the future, because your industry is changing a lot, like my industry's changed.
Right.
You know, publishing is changing a lot, but people are now getting to where they don't look at things on cable as much anymore. Things are moving to the app. There's more and more channels, more and more networks, and, you know, how in that environment do you kind of stay on top of it, and how we're all trying to find out how we can reach the younger generation. We're finding out that the younger generation is very different in a lot, you know, I mean, even within the Christian community. You know, I'm not telling you things you don't know. So my hat's off to you about this new program. It sounds very, very interesting. I just love the idea that you get people to let down their guards.
It really does work. And I do want to say one thing, Steve, that, you know, we understand that industries and communications are changing. It'll change many times in our lifetimes, in our kids' lifetimes. You know, who knows what communications are going to be like at that point. But one thing remains, and that is great content is always going to find a way to be seen. Good writing is always going to find a way to get read. It doesn't matter. So ultimately, what we have to worry about is making the main thing the main thing, which is the content. And that's why Better Together ended up being that I protected the way that this communication would happen. They would be, in essence, surrounded in this beautiful environment without the trappings of a TV studio. And, you know what it's like, Steve. You've been a guest on many, many TV programs over many, many years. If you're on the 700 Club, there's cameramen all around you and teleprompters and monitors and people wearing headsets and you know, cue cards being flashed up and a lot of distractions. And we completely took those trappings of television away. And when you get to see what I mean by that on April 22nd, it's really an amazing environment that has proven and bore good fruit because the environment is right for ladies to be able to, as it were, let their hair down and talk, you know.
And another cool thing, Steve, is that on that set, you know, there might be someone that maybe I've just met, but they've got decades of friendship with someone sitting there. So on that set, I mean, we sat, I think, our first week, we probably have 100 years
of friendship
there, yeah. You know, in between the five of us, you know, Cece Winans, I mean, I've known her for 35 years, you know, but then we've got new friends like Nona Jones from Facebook and Heather Lindsay Love. And we've just got some beautiful voices coming, even in the second season that we're looking at right now. And it's just great. And so we all talk very bluntly to each other. And it's just cool. It's just totally different. It's never been done like this before. We have kind of an all-female producing team, and which doesn't mean anything except we're just a bunch of cry babies and strong women. That's all.
It does mean something because that means all of us men run when we see the entire Better Together team coming. You know,
and, it is a tribe. It is a troop.
You know, you mentioned something, Steve, about changes. Also, it's an interesting thing that over the last couple of years, if you take statistically speaking, television has lost 12% of its viewers in the last couple of years. That's all TV combined. And inside of that same 2 years, TBN's ratings have gone up 36%. So what you got to remember is we have something everyone needs at some point in their life. When their faith has hit a crisis, when their life hits something, when they're going through a wilderness experience, Christian TV is always there for them. And God help somebody if you're just in the pure entertainment. You know, you have publications, Steve, but your publications and the TBN content are the same thing. We have faith. It's the same faith that connects us all the way back to the death and resurrection of Christ. Yeah. Somebody carried that faith and that message all the way to us. God help you if all you're doing is a cooking show. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when bad times come, nobody needs to know how to cook a souffle. That's just not a part of the equation. But when you have a sick child, when you have a baby that ends up in the hospital and your faith is tested or your marriage is tested or your life is tested, guess what you turn to? You turn back to good old TBN mm-hmm. and you turn back to good old Charisma Magazine because you need something at that time. And so we have a secret sauce, and that's Jesus.
Yes.
And we're not trying to make Jesus relevant. Jesus is relevant.
All the time.
And the only thing that becomes irrelevant is us. So we have to get out of the way and let Jesus be relevant to every situation. And as far as what we're trying to do with Better Together is we're trying to make Jesus relevant by letting the women do what they normally do, minister to people, and that's what Better Together is all about. It yeah. premieres on TBN April 22nd.
And you can watch on demand at TBN,
BetterTogether.tv. TBN's got an app and all that stuff too, Steve. But ultimately, the new episodes begin on air April 22nd, and that's East Coast time, 1:30 p.m., and we're thrilled about it. We just know this is an initiative that we are working very hard on, and we appreciate you helping us get the word out about a brand new show, brand new program, Better Together.
Well, it sounds exciting, and you say it's for women, but I'm guessing the men can
love it.
The men can watch it too. I mean, I want to watch it just to see what these women talk about when there's no men around.
Yeah, talk you, about you.
Yeah, it gives you some inside information that we may need later. So, you know.
And let me just make one observation as we wrap this up that you talk about TV viewership being down 12% and your audience being up 36%. It's kind of like Robert Jeffress. You know, he's the pastor of the great First Baptist Church in Dallas.
Yes, sir.
He was on Fox the other night, and they were talking about how the number of nuns in terms of religious affiliation or unaffiliated has gone up. And he said that's true. Some of it is that people were already not affiliated with religion in earlier years and earlier polls, but wouldn't admit it. Nowadays, they admit it. But he also said that churches that are preaching the gospel, that are true to the Bible, they're growing because people want this. And that's what's happening on TBN. And Christian television is so important. And one of the best testimonies to this is our president, who this secular celebrity with a lifestyle that was anything but Christian was watching Christian television late at night. And I know this is true because, of course, I've written two books on the president and documented this. For, you know, first of all, to Paula White Cain, but he also told Jim Baker. He watched him all the time. He told Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. He watched them in another setting. He told Dr. Jeremiah, and he said things to him that indicated that he really did watch, that it wasn't just somebody, you know, somebody on his staff gave him some talking points when he was meeting with these people at the White House, wherever they were. But, I mean, can you imagine? History has been changed.
Yeah.
In a sense, because Donald Trump was changed, and regardless if you like his tweets or his hair or anything else, you know, he has become the champion of Christians, and he has done more for pro-life and other things. You know what? I shouldn't insert my interest in this, except that you know, people have heard this about Christian television, and of course I emphasized it in the book, but I don't think that the average person gets it, that Donald Trump did not go to church on Sunday to be changed, although occasionally he did go to church, has all through his life. It was Christian television that reached him in the privacy of his penthouse or wherever he was. And this has happened not just to him, but again and again and again. So thank God for what you're doing and hanging in there. And, you know, obviously somebody did a program with content good enough to capture his attention, because he's a media person himself. He is very, very media savvy. He watches TV all the time, as you probably know. And
you know, it's an amazing thing, Steve. And, you know, the idea that good content is always going to be viewed, good writing is always going to be read. We have to just keep focused on the main thing. Great content, ministry content, is always going to find an audience, because
everybody needs Jesus.
Someone is needing a word, a ministry word. And like we say, you know, we're not trying to make Jesus relevant. He is relevant. And he's relevant to every situation in our readers and our viewers and our listeners. And that's what we're about. It's fantastic. Better Together, April 22nd.
Thank you. And thank you for taking time to talk to me today on my podcast.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Appreciate it so much.
And thank you for my listeners for listening today to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.